Lady Macbeth.
And how would you characterise Lady Macbeth? What is she like?
Well, we've already talked about her tempting her husband into murdering King Duncan, haven't we?
Yes, that's right. She plays an important role in that context. But let's have a closer look at her, OK?
All right, then. Right from the beginning, she seems to be an evil woman. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do. When she learns about the witch's prophecies and about the prospect that Macbeth will be king, she immediately has a plan.
And she knows her husband well, doesn't she? She's convinced that he is too good-natured to become king by all means, and that's why she wants to talk Macbeth into murdering King Duncan.
Hie thee hither, that I may pour my spirits in thine ear, and chastise with the valour of my tongue all that impedes thee from the golden round.
Exactly. She also calls on evil spirits to help her convince Macbeth to kill the king.
Come, you spirits that tend on mortal thoughts, unsex me here, and fill me from the crown to the toe top full of direst cruelty.
That's probably one of her most famous quotes. It really shows how cruel and unscrupulous she is, right from the beginning of the play.
Yes, in contrast to her husband, who has a lot of moral scruples, Lady Macbeth is very strong-willed and ambitious.
Hang on. We said earlier that Macbeth is ambitious too. So what's the difference between him and his wife here?
Well, Macbeth is ambitious, that's right. But he doesn't want to become king by evil means. So there's the difference.
OK, I see. Lady Macbeth is the more active of the two.
You could say that, yes. At least at the beginning of the play.
Why? How does she behave after Macbeth has killed Duncan?
At first, she still seems to be cold-blooded and unscrupulous. She tells Macbeth to return the daggers, and when Macbeth refuses to do so, she takes them back herself.
And then she says that...
A little water clears us of this deed.
Yes, but she doesn't stay that strong throughout the play. Interestingly, after the murder, Macbeth and Lady Macbeth somehow seem to gradually change their roles.
How is that?
Well, we've already pointed out that Macbeth turns into a cold-blooded tyrant. His thirst for blood and his cruelty constantly increase.
And Lady Macbeth becomes weaker and weaker. She even shows human feelings when she says that she would have killed Duncan herself if he had not looked like her father.
That's a good point. So she actually does seem to have some kind of conscience.
Absolutely. Mind you, after all, she cannot really live with her guilt. The famous sleepwalking scene shows that she's going mad.
Yes, she's haunted by what she's done.
Out, damned spot. Out, I say. One, two. Why then 'tis time to do it. Hell is murky. Fie, my lord, fie. A soldier and afeard? What need we fear? Who knows it, when none can call our power to account? Yet who would have thought the old man to have had so much blood in him?
And in the end, she commits suicide, leaving Macbeth alone with his guilt.
It's then up to the audience to decide whether Lady Macbeth is completely evil or whether one has to feel compassion here.